thing for puppets. He tries to make us laugh any way that he can figure. Even if he has to dress up like a game wigger. The Cousin Joe Show. The Cousin Joe Show. It's Cousin Joe and Dan. Joe's hardcore pimping, got the Boomer Tech ballin'. Just give it a minute, and Royce will be calling. That's right, Cousin Joe's show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe show will be right back.
Welcome to the Cousin Joe show.
Welcome.
Ah, shit, I just did that thing.
What'd you do?
Did you ever get someone messages you on Facebook, and it's in the top bar.
Yeah.
And you could roll it down, and you could see what they say or part of it.
See if it's important.
Yeah, and you go, I'll get back to that later. But you can't tap on it, because if you tap on it, they're going to see that you saw it.
Oh,
and you're like a dick if you don't reply. It's like a 5-minute cutoff.
Leave them on red, as the kids put it.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Leave them on red?
Left them on red.
That's a new one to me.
What do you call that?
Lingo?
A slight?
That's what kids say, right?
Slight,
kids say slight.
Kids always say slight.
Mommy,
you slighted
me.
When they're off having a soda at the soda bar.
Right.
They hate slights.
But yeah, now, there's like a 5-minute window where if you don't respond back, and this person now is going to see me as an asshole because I'm doing a show and I can't respond.
Well, if that person was a true friend, they'd be listening to the show right now.
You know what? That is a good point. I don't feel bad about myself anymore.
Good.
That's why I have you here, Dan. And thank you for coming here.
I'm actually here in the studio because
yes.
Joey was so sad
that
he was here alone.
It felt weird.
And Joe, what's the best way to make the show work?
Focus.
And
eye contact. Chemistry.
And eye contact. Chemistry.
Right.
Right. Uh-huh.
Which is what I'm...
And keeping Joe happy, because he gets all sad.
I get, self-conscious maybe
is the word. He gets very sad if he doesn't have someone here with him at all times.
Yeah, it feels like I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Even though you're on my screen.
And there is no...
I mean, even though
it was better for me to be home...
Right.
And comfortable...
Yeah.
And not have to drive. There's no I in team.
This is correct.
There's a J-O-E. But there is no I in team.
And, you know, there's fun perks that you don't get when you stay home that you get when you come here. I showed you personally on my phone how to preview the new Pearl Jam single snippet.
This is great. I'm sorry. How far into the show are we? Oh, 3 minutes. And we're talking about,
you know what?
I actually
told him before the show.
I said I'm not going to bring it up on the air.
I actually told. I'm sorry.
I'll get home. I'll log in from home. You'll still be talking about it.
No, I'm done. I'm done. Totally done. I was just saying that's, you know, one of the selling points of coming down here.
That's a great. Great.
And speaking of, Dan has a long drive here, and if you would like to help Dan with his gas money,
Ian didn't even bother.
Well, fuck him then.
Yeah.
What I say.
Unless he's listening, then I love Ian.
Well, I love you too, Ian. I love you more than Dan loves you.
I would bring him to a concert, but...
Stream...
So I don't know how true that is.
Streamlabs.com/Joe Coletta if you would like to help Dan's gas money so he continues coming here and doesn't make me sad by doing it at his home, away from me, where I'm sitting here looking at a screen where I think there's a delay.
Is there a slight delay?
I think there was a delay last week.
A slight delay?
On the Google Hangouts thing.
Just enough?
Just enough to... I think it was a couple times that I go, Dan? Like after I ranted about
something?
Are you
sure that wasn't just because I was...
It was probably because I was talking about something you had no interest in.
Or I was face down or getting another beer or something like that.
Oh.
What?
Face down.
Hmm?
I was in like head in your hands, why am I here?
Yes.
Oh, see, that could be part of it too. That would explain it.
The microphone might not have been able to pick me up, softly weeping.
You know, normally I title the show by date, but I can go back and change it to Cousin Joe's show, Dan Softly Weeps. That could be a catchy
while
title.
While my Dan gently weeps.
Yes. Photoshop you over Stevie Ray Vaughan. Doing some air guitar.
Yeah.
So this is like a first. We started the show. The song ended.
Yeah.
And we got right into things.
Yeah. What do we usually do?
I usually ask how everyone's doing.
We're ready to go, Joe. I mean, I did a little promo this morning on Daywave.
Oh,
yes. It was good. It was really good. You don't have to... I just went on there and I pumped up the show and you and... Yeah, it was good.
So you
said all good things about you.
Paper Gun Mall in the chat, get to the fireworks. Hey, Mall, good to see you. Well, Dan enjoyed my t-shirt that was a gift from my girlfriend.
I did, yeah.
Hold on, that's my camera. That's one of three clothing items featuring
Chuckin says, Chuckin said, here's $7 for Google and $3 for gas tank. There we go.
Thank you, Chuckin.
Thank you, Chuckin.
Appreciate it.
It's a nice shirt Joe got there.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. I changed my shirt when I got home. Dan was behind me, and I put it on. I was turning around to get something, and Dan saw, I guess, part of it, and he just goes, turn the fuck around. Is that what you said? You're very interested. You must have saw the word.
I saw the word fireworks.
Okay.
I was like, I just knew it had to be something. I should have figured it was from your girlfriend.
Okay. I know, Frozen Nation, I promise. I'm not supposed to read the chat.
Oh, you're doing it again now.
Yeah, but it's Frozen Nation, so it's different.
Okay.
Not that you're different, Mal. See what happens?
See what you're doing?
See what I do?
You did it again.
I have this...
After I went and did promotional work for you. Unbelievable.
And this promotional work, I'm assuming you talked up
the I just talked about how funny you are and just what really? A nice guy you are. Yeah.
Because that... And this is on Royce's show?
It was on Royce's show, yeah. Me and Royce were just talking about just, you know, how hard you work for prep before the show.
Do you mind if I double check what you're saying?
It. You don't need to hear it.
I just feel like...
Huh.
It sounds out of character.
Nah.
I just want to make sure... I mean, you know, you might not think so at times. Listeners might not think so at times. Royce never thinks this, but I do put effort into the show.
I know.
And I do.
Yeah.
So I'm just...
This is why it was very positive, and there's no reason to really go back and relive it.
I'm getting... This is a different call.
Oh, this is weird.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hey, is this Royce?
This is Royce.
Royce, it's Dan.
Is this Cousin Dan?
He didn't know you were calling him.
Royce,
call.
I am so happy you're spreading the word. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I heard it. This is good.
And thank you for playing my favorite heavy metal band.
And then we just talked about the show. That's all.
Dude, the music?
They're telling you.
I've been trying to show Joe how much God rocks, and I need to show him some Mission tonight. Yeah.
Please show Joe Mission. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Tell Joe if he gives me his Pearl Jam tickets, I'll get him free tickets to the Mission. Free on me.
Oh, you know what? I'll take them tonight while I'm there when he's not looking and trade them. He'll be so happy.
Take them. As a matter of fact, Dan, just let me know how much money it would cost for you to rip him on air.
What?
It would make my life if you would just rip his Pearl Jam tickets right on air.
I'm sure. Once he sees Mission, he won't even care about Pearl Jam anymore. Oh, Royce, I just wanted to call and say hi. I mean, Joe was going to call on himself, but he's very busy. Yeah. I know you know that.
Yeah, he's busy being a bad friend.
You know, he had an autograph signing.
Was it work?
I
couldn't get
Hollywood Joe.
By the way,
going
to
court and paying
some of this.
A summons.
It was a live show. You can't edit that.
Doesn't mean it's an autograph signing.
Well, that's what he always calls it.
Yeah, well, you know, Joe has a way about him. Hey, tonight, though, the Cousin Joe show tonight, Cousin Dan show, let's be honest.
What?
Let's
be honest.
Cousin Joe show, the Cousin Dan show tonight.
It's
going to be at 7 p.m.
I must have not heard
YouTube.com
this.
YouTube.com/cousin Cousin Joe. Will you be in studio tonight or you'll be remoting in?
I'm going to be in studio. Joe was so unhappy with the remote last week.
See, we talked about
he
that.
He likes us to be in the room together.
Yeah, see?
So he can do
chemistry.
His pre-show ritual where he plays Pearl Jam and he masturbates during it. And then at the end, after the moment of completion, I wear a cop uniform and say I'm proud of him.
That's
when I'm not there, he
pulls off. Wait. I'm not even getting sound.
You grow
wrong,
a mustache, wear a cop uniform, and say you're proud of him. And then Joe looks at you and he goes, do you love me, Daddy? Do you love me?
I don't get that part, but I'm
really
that's
the same as
weird,
Joe's
right?
funny and
makes
it's,
him happy.
Here's what you should do.
We can do the show.
You should show
the
up
general
to his
idea
house.
Was
you
just
be
how
studio,
much
you
hard you work before the show.
That's how you would summarize this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's how you do it.
I didn't think you were actually going to listen to the show.
I always listen to Daywave.
Oh, fuck, man. Oh shit! I'm looking forward to the show tonight. Keep Joe away from the chat. He's just keep him away from it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a little piece of cardboard over that after the screen.
No, just
and
put
and
just
see if we can focus on
cover up his chat the way he covers up his microwave behind him. Put a Pink Floyd album in front of it.
What?
Yes, exactly.
Just put a Soundgarden in front of it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. All right, wait. Hey, tonight, Cousin Joe's show. Dan, thank you for calling in, man. You've called in more this month than Joe has.
Well,
you know, I just want to keep the ration up, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Somebody cares about the Cousin Joe show, that's for sure.
What?
It's not just
the opposite of what you said it was.
No, this is exactly what I said. I didn't even hear.
Hashtag good friend, Dan. All right, Dan. Thanks for calling in, bud.
I meant you when I said that.
See you tonight.
I meant hashtag Joe is a good friend.
It's not the way it comes across.
It didn't. You know what? I was calling from a cell phone. They're not reliable.
It's not. No.
I think the tower near me is faulty.
That excuse hasn't worked in probably 8 years.
It's a Nokia.
No. Well.
I was using the same internet that your phone uses. I mean, that your laptop uses. Right. So it just pops in and out a lot.
I see what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
This is more of the talking me up kind of thing that you should do.
It's getting you ready for... I mean, I think it was a ringing endorsement.
By the way, the last time Roy Skyped me when I was at work, I ran outside into the cold rain without a jacket, and I held my phone out because I thought he was going to pick up and I'd be on video on Skype.
Right.
I noticed you just did the audio version.
No, I just did
the
audio
version. When I Skype Daywave, I...
I'm sure he enjoys that every 6 months.
He ended the show, so I couldn't be on. So that was not my fault.
So, I mean, that was really... I think people really want to tune in. Because they heard how much you put into the show.
It sounded like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
And of course I'm proud of you.
I don't think the scenario that was brought up was you being proud of me. I believe it was a sarcasm.
Oh, there's a phone call, Joe. We can't talk about this right now. There's a phone call. I can't. We'll have to talk about this some other time because there's a call now.
Good evening, Cousin Joe show.
Shut up. Sorry that I'm trying to get people to watch your show. Sorry, I apologize.
I'm not complaining about you.
What did I do?
No, you are kind of complaining about me. You really are. Pick up the phone when I call you. Dan called me. Dan has a job.
But he found time where he could plan and go out to his car.
Isn't that funny how Dan finds time and you...
I do find time. I'm not having this conversation. You know I have time.
It's just been a busy
year.
No,
I think you are because Dan's there and he controls the Skype right now. So I think you are.
Look.
I think you are having this conversation. And I'm calling from my fucking actual microphone and everything. I'm putting forth effort. This is what a friend does. He puts forth effort, you know?
So I should bring a portable studio to my desk at my job and call Daywave.
Every day
at 10:50 in the fucking morning or 11:50.
I'm not even asking that. All I'm asking for you to do is pick up.
I can't pick up when I'm in the office and people are around me because I know you. The second you see my background and see that I'm in an office with people, you'll start yelling things.
I would never. I would never cost you your job. Okay.
Well, you'd be on the edge of.
What do you think of me?
I think you're in. Are we doing a serious question now? A serious conversation now?
Yes. This is the first time ever we're going to do a serious conversation. Go ahead.
Wow. All right. I have a feeling he's not going to stick to the serious part. I think of you as a close friend. I wish I lived closer to you. You are closer friend-wise to me than half of the friends I have that live 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away up here. Mm-hmm. I love and respect you.
You know what the cool part is for me? The cool part is of being doing this from my studio.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna
some good songs.
I hate the shop is cool.
Dan, hang on.
This is the best part about doing this.
This is what I get for a heartfelt, sincere what I think of you. You're my good friend.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
This is what I get.
Royce thinks you're an all-star.
I wasn't listening to you. I was pulling up a song.
What an asshole.
But yeah, no, whatever you said, Joe. Sure, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Fucking
friends.
Online pharmacies. I know.
What the fuck? I'm so mad they closed those.
Yeah, I know. Actually, yeah, so am I.
Wow.
So am I.
I'll see you guys connected on something there.
We bonded.
There you go.
Yeah, it sounded like it. Well, so thanks for the... Wait, was there a reciprocal part going to come my way about our friendship?
I think you're just all right.
Okay.
I mean, that's probably the most positive thing you've said to me in a while about our friendship.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Dan.
Well,
thanks.
I know what will make Mr. Baruchel feel better.
It's not my name.
Oh, hi, great and wonderful, handsome Dan.
Oh, hey.
You're great and wonderful and handsome.
Handsome.
Don't forget handsome.
And I'm Mr. Baruchel.
What's this?
Sounds calming.
Ooh, sounds catchy.
I don't need Don Perignon. I don't need Chris.
Nice. Fuck is this?
Oh, he smokes the good shit, Joe.
Fuck is this?
Oh, I like chocolate.
What is this shit?
I don't know. What happened? The song went away.
That was terrible.
That was a great song.
It was fucking nauseating.
Oh.
I really don't like that I can't control Skype.
How is that different from your life?
This is a good friend talking. All right.
Okay, friends.
What?
What?
You said you guys are okay friends.
Yeah.
You're like okay, really close acquaintances.
Don't try and make it sound better than it is.
It is. It's good.
I was pouring my heart out there with...
I know, and Royce was busy pulling up some audio for us to listen to.
I became very... temporarily delusional, thinking that Royce wanted to have a serious heart-to-heart for a minute there.
How long have you known me that you actually think that?
No, I didn't really think that.
You did ask him if it was going to be serious.
All I'm saying is that I'm really glad that you've gone. Dan, can you start a timer? This is what I think we should do. I'm going to help. I'm gonna help you with a bit here.
Sure, yeah. Let me get a little timer going.
You have a timer on your phone, right?
I do, yeah.
Why don't we start a timer and see how long Joe could go without checking the chat room?
Oh. All right.
So here's the problem, Royce, with that.
I'll start my stopwatch right now. Boom. Started.
The majority of our listeners are extremely fucking funny, and they say things that I feel compelled to read because they're really funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what you said off air to me when you called me privately. That's not what you said about the listeners to me.
You have a lot of private conversations with Royce that you never tell me about.
I wish we did, but we in fact don't. It's like the reverse. When we're off air, he doesn't take my calls.
These listeners are gay. I can't believe. I mean, thank God. Basically, he just said they're just mass. They're bodies. I don't even think mass. You said. And I don't know. Look, and you were quoting Anthony, but you were like, they're not people.
Wow.
What's the point of them? They're basically just pay pigs that fill up my pockets.
What wow, the fuck? Joe, that's horrible. These are our friends.
This conversation.
These are good people. Yeah. Why would you say that?
And you know what he's doing. You know what Royce is doing. He's testing me to go look at the chat to see what people are saying right now.
He's telling the truth? Is that what's happening right now?
You think I don't see what he's doing?
I spoke to Dan, and Dan said, this is true, I spoke to Dan Afergus, I really appreciate the listeners. I you know, they really mean a lot to me. I do my best to, what did you say, Dan? Wrangle Joe Coletta to bring him back from the edge pretty much every day.
What?
That does sound familiar.
Yeah, Dan says the word wrangle all the time.
I do.
Well, not to you. He says it to his real friends.
Yeah, I don't like to use big words around you.
I mean, yeah, you just agreed with that.
What?
Dan invites me to concerts and stuff, too, not like Joe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if Joe had gotten a random fifth ticket, Ian would have been in there somewhere in the top 10 tickets.
I was not allowed to get more than one pair of tickets.
Oh, okay.
If I could have gotten three, I would have.
Right.
Is your girlfriend a big Pearl? I'm not joking. I'm asking. Is your girlfriend a big Pearl Jam fan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she saw him live once, but she's been meaning to see him live. She saw him in 96.
Right.
Is she a Pearl Jam fan, or is she just fake it for you?
No, she's a Pearl Jam fan.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she tells you you're also handsome. Girls lie a lot, Joe.
What a fucking prick.
No,
don't say that about your girlfriend.
I was speaking to Royce.
Oh.
Clearly.
Don't say that about your girlfriend, Joe.
I was talking to you, dickhead.
Why are you so mean?
Oh, you're such a vicious person.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, my friends. Dan called in. You know, the other day, yesterday, Joel did the entire Daywave episode with me. Dutch did. And he's a piece of shit. And he tried. But it's fine, Joe. It's fine.
It sounds.
Hey, Joe, why don't you lie to me again and tell me how you're going to visit me soon?
It's not a lie. It's a matter of money. I mean, mm-hmm. There's the whole airfare. What?
How much do you need, Joe? No. I'm flush with cash. How much do you need?
God damn it. Why is Dan getting his list out?
I had to add something to it for you.
I don't want you to.
Why not? That's how you remember to do things. Otherwise, you forget.
Royce, thanks for calling in.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess I'll just leave.
Well, it's either that or I sit here for another 10 minutes and get
visit Royce.
Oh, no, I'm really glad I got to come over here and listen. You're right. I'll just leave. Thanks.
Has he gotten what he wanted out of you, Royce?
Only Royce can make me feel bad.
Did he use
about
you?
Wanting to end a conversation where he's shitting on me? Only Did Royce we? Can make me feel guilty for wanting to end a call where he's doing nothing but shitting on me.
He didn't even offer me a drink and didn't say, you want to have some dinner? I walk in here, he uses me like his whore.
Yeah.
And then kicks me out. He puts the money in a birthday card and goes, here you go, you fucking piece of shit trash.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll go. Take my ball. Hey, there you go, Joe.
I hear you like Pearl Jam.
Do you use right, a Pearl Jam song for me?
Have a good show. Bye, guys. I won't bother you again.
Bye, Royce.
Royce, no, don't say that.
Oh, Jeremy.
Jeremy, yeah.
Cocksucker. Told me the world is gonna roll me.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. I forgot they covered this.
They did.
It was really
not
good.
It's not a
it was 97.
Not a,
no. At Boca Raton. It was a good show. You weren't there. It's fine.
I wasn't, but it never happened.
It's a good show.
Okay. So, I appreciate plugging the show on Daywave.
Many times.
It's very nice of you. Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. You don't have to do it again.
Oh, it was going to be like a weekly. He had me set for a spot.
I think it was a good one and done. I think he had a strong call.
Oh, okay.
And I think you should leave it at that.
All right. You don't want me like breaking out. Is that the problem?
I'm trying to hold you down.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, Royce warned me about that.
Trying to hold you down and keep you to myself.
Royce told me that that's what it was
going
to be like.
Going off and freelancing with
other shows.
Podcast shows or whatever.
Yeah, no, I was told when I signed my exclusive contract with you that that's how
it's non-compete clause.
Yeah.
Is what I wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it competing, though?
With Royce, yeah.
You're competing with Royce?
No, you are.
Oh, Royce is your enemy. I thought you were friends.
I didn't.
Wow. No, I mean, now it makes more sense.
I just gave a very...
I just didn't realize
description of our friendship.
Yeah, and then you told me that he's your opposition.
That was then,
and I can't call into his show anymore because
it was ingested, shat out, diarrhea style, and thrown back in my face.
Right.
So
now he's your
close friend,
bitter enemy.
No,
bitter rival.
No.
Uh huh.
This is just Royce.
Just Royce.
I'm saying this is how Royce is.
Wow. So it's just Royce. It's not like your good friend. It's just a guy, just somebody who promoted the show.
Damn, I'm starting to get the feeling that no matter what I say, I can't win.
What?
I don't know. It's an odd
You're
thought.
A winner.
It's an odd thought.
At least I'm here.
Yeah.
It sets up the
chemistry and dynamic.
You can tell that I'm being honest.
That, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a big grin. Oh, boy. I feel good about myself tonight. Started off strong, too. Thanks a lot, Royce. Thanks for ruining the show.
Thank you, Royce. Oh, Royce ruined your show now?
Wow. Ours.
Oh, it's our show.
Have I never told you that before?
It's our show.
I never told you that.
The show is ours.
Yeah. It's a collective show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's our show.
All right. So what are we moving on to?
Nothing. We're just going to do something to compete with our enemy.
And there's no competition. There's no competing.
What? Oh, wait, but I thought
there's,
he was...
There's no enemy.
Okay.
Stop putting words in my mouth.
I would never put anything in your mouth, Joe.
You have.
That is true. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I just want to set the record straight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about honesty here.
Yeah, you sure are.
Mm-hmm.
So am I. I honestly can't believe how you treated Royce.
How I treated.
Hurtful.
How I.
Hurtful.
If there was ever a time for dead air on a show, it would be now.
What? I'm sorry, what was that?
All I can do is stare at you.
Oh, do you want me to read the chat?
If you'd like.
Oh, okay.
I can't, right?
Joe, it's mine and Dan's show. Joy, I will destroy Royce Coletta.
What?
Joe Royce will fall before me, Coletta.
Huh?
Joe.
What are they saying?
I crate train Dan, Coletta. I'm crate trained?
I don't know what that means.
I don't pee in a cup.
What's a crate train?
That means like when you train me to use potty. Joe, the cousin, our show,
is
Coletta.
That potty trained?
Joe, I will dominate the Cuban, Coletta. Is that, I must be, oh, it's Royce. Okay, you're going to dominate him. All right,
that sounds sexual.
I'm glad I read the chat for you. Joe, Royce is one friend I stab in the back constantly, Coletta. You're right. It was a good thing I went in there.
Royce makes me drink.
Joe, cherry-flavored Valentine's Day lube, Coletta. Do you use cherry-flavored Valentine's lube?
What?
I'm just, someone suggested, I was asking if it's true. I'm going
right
to the
source. Why do they make flavored lube? Whose benefit is it? No one's giving a blowjob
with lube.
Right. I mean, maybe you could put it on, do your fucking, and then if you want to eat her out afterwards, you could taste the lube.
Oh, and it tastes like cherry?
Yeah.
Or whatever this guy said. I think it was cherry. That makes sense.
And possibly your cum, depending on how far you go.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like if you're going to, unless you want to eat cherry cum, you should probably
right
keep that not inside of her.
Yeah.
For that part.
But I don't, what's the...
I guess we solved the mystery.
Is that it?
I saw a lesbian show once, and they were using...
Why do they need... Oh, dildos.
They were using the, like, watermelon flavored, and the one girl's like, it tastes like a Jolly Rancher. Like, she was, like, advertising it while she was doing it. It was really impressive. I've seen two of those. Not what you'd expect.
So, is it like what I said, you know, straight-wise, meaning... She had a strap on that was covered in watermelon lube, and she was fucking a girl, and then
it was a strap
another
on.
Girl sucked it off.
They were just using like a...
So wait, why would they just put lube on the rubber cock?
Maybe just so it was like just for taste. Maybe they were just sick of licking each other's vaginas. Who knows how many shows they do a night? Like, you know, you
spice
probably get
up.
Sick of it. It's like, you want a little... Can you use the grape this time? It's too much pussy taste. I want some...
Watching that black porn,
huh? Flavor. Okay, well, I don't know why that had to... It's my fault, really, for bringing up that fruit. Because I should have known you enough.
Yes, yes, you should have.
That's my own fault.
It is. But really, I don't get who benefits from flavored lube. There's the warm lube. Have you used the warm lube?
Is there like a warming lube?
Yeah.
So it makes you feel like your dick's burning? I feel like a vagina's already pretty warm.
I was going to say.
I haven't had any cold
is this
vaginas.
For fucking corpses?
It's possible.
What reason would you need for warm lube?
It's possible. Or maybe if you're using, like, you know how you have that fleshlight?
Oh.
Maybe you want to keep it warm?
Oh, okay.
So you can use the warming lube?
That kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. I still can't figure out the flavored lube.
Well, romantic
I'm not allowed to
evening.
Look. I'm not allowed to look. But did anyone in the chat have a reason or speculation on why there is flavored lube?
Joe, I prefer natural jizz over flavored Coletta.
I'd never said that.
I think they just could tell.
Oh.
Joe cooks his Hungry Man meals behind vinyl, Coletta. I don't, that has nothing to do with everything.
No, it doesn't. I don't know why you read that.
Joe, what does cum taste like, Coletta? Paper doll Gunball wants to know, isn't that a Prince song, Under the Cherry Cum? Believe it is.
I think it's a B-side.
Yeah. Mm. It was on the other side of Little Red Corvette.
Right.
It's probably for lesbians, is what Luke Ferrigno says.
I still don't see...
Oh, and Nerdgasm says fleshlights are better than most women. So there you go.
What do you mean, there you go?
You had all those years with that fleshlight.
I what?
You had all those years with that fleshlight.
Oh.
And now you know that they're better than most women.
That's not true.
Paper doll... Gum Mall says you don't put flavored lube in good puss. That's like putting salt on a perfectly good meal.
Exactly.
Yeah, see? I don't know why they make the flavored stuff. Other than, like I said, that those nice ladies seem to enjoy
the watermelon.
The watermelon taste.
Right.
The flavors. There's some strawberry cooch tonight.
Was that in the same video as the grape, by the way?
It was in a video. It was a live situation I was at.
A live situation.
It was a bachelor party.
Sorry, this just took. Wait.
It was a bachelor party.
Sorry. Whoa. You can't just.
And so, the guy who was the best man, I guess they like arranged the entertainment, and he arranged for what's called a lesbian show, And what
were you in a hotel room?
Yeah, in like a hotel room.
Yeah.
And two lesbians show up with a giant bodyguard.
And did he stay in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because that makes it really sexy.
Yeah.
When there's a guy just deadpanning, well, staring at everyone.
Just in general, standing around in a circle with a bunch of guys doesn't do much.
No.
For the boner.
But then the guy.
So these girls are on the bed and they're doing whatever. And the idea is you're supposed to be putting money on the bed.
Right.
It was incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I just kept going. We had the two rooms together with the door through them. And so I just kept going in the other room because I needed a drink. And like anyone who was like really uncomfortable standing around other dudes getting hard was getting a drink.
Wait. Sorry.
You got confused? That was a very simple sentence.
The guys were naked?
No.
Okay.
But you're standing around a bunch of guys.
Right.
Watching these girls. And out of all those, somebody's getting into it. You know what I mean?
Well, see, not my bachelor party, but a good friend of mine's bachelor party that I was at. Probably the only one. No. All right. The only one involving girls that I was at. It was a hotel room, Atlantic City. And yeah, the best man, like you said, organizes it. And three strippers came to the hotel room. And
was it planned or they just showed up?
Well, it was arranged.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I mean, they spent like a month, including my friend who got married, going through on the website picking the girls that they wanted. And they were telling me they spent like hours. Should we go to this one? Let's go with this one. They narrowed down to these three girls.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them showed up.
Oh, this is the understudy showed up? It was like, Amber can't make it, so we got this one to come in?
There was one really hot girl.
Okay.
One, like, decent hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little fire hydrant.
They brought a fire hydrant with them?
She was probably, like, I mean, maybe an inch above what classifies as a midget and, like, just wide.
That girl you dated that time?
No, that was an actual midget. And I didn't date her. I went out on a date.
Right. And then you had to help her get something off a shelf.
Yes, but I didn't know she was a midget.
Right.
When I met her on Match.
Okay.
That's another story. We can get back to that if you'd like.
Okay.
But that's another thing.
So it was just a callback for Frozen Asian.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I guess your bachelor party strippers didn't do this. But the ones we had, they got us involved. We were interacting. So, there was games being played, Dan. The first game was, each guy, there were two beds, so two guys at a time, and it was always the two hot girls, and then, like, the little fire hydrant would wander around, just, like, trying to, you know, she'd, like, smack the other girl's ass, or try to be, like, hot and fit in, but it was awkward.
I thought you were going to say she had, like, a basket of, like, for money or something.
She put the basket on top of her head, so it was, waist level to just drop money. No, so.
Ain't a free show, pal.
So two guys would get on each bed, lay on their back, and the girl would get on top of you, like straddle your thighs.
Right.
Undo your belt, pull down your zipper, and what you had to do was put dollar bills or whatever, 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend brought like, I don't know, $500-$700 worth of cash
in just
like,
for this
in like ones and fives and tens.
Wow.
Yeah, I was very well organized. So you had to put money in your fly that was open,
right?
And then she would go in with her teeth
to grab the money and pull simulate it out. Oral sex,
right? Even though your dick is still under your boxers,
right?
It's not like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So this is a big turn on,
yeah,
for everyone involved.
Yeah, I remained flaccid the entire time.
Congratulations.
There was nothing remotely sexy about it.
There was no Rhino 7 there?
There was. Even if I took one of those, I don't think I would be turned on, because it was just hooker whores that were putting their mouth around my fly just to eat money.
Right.
I didn't find it remotely
attractive.
So that was the first round.
So did you get her number?
The little...
You got her number?
No.
Oh.
But the little one after the whole thing was over, the little shindig was done, she went around to one of my guy friends and gave him her number, saying, if you want to meet up later. And she was basically saying, hey, if you want to fuck, let me know. I'll name the price.
Oh.
I guess she had to make up for not getting tips because she's...
Right. So you took her number from that guy.
I never saw the number.
Okay.
Nor did I take it.
Right. Okay.
So that was the first. The other thing was then the two girls would get on either bed, face down, ass up, and then the midget girl would pour whipped cream on each, a little dollop on each ass cheek, right?
Of the guys?
No, the two girls.
Oh, the girls' ass cheeks. Okay, yeah.
And, you know those, like, tube shot glasses? The shooters or whatever?
Yeah.
That was put, I think, in her pussy.
And sanitary?
And the guy was supposed to reach in. Very clean. I didn't participate in this one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was supposed to reach in and lick the whipped cream off of each ass cheek and then put your mouth around the shot glass sticking out of her vag. I don't think it was her ass. I didn't get that close because I didn't do it. But it was one of the holes, and it was, you know, sticking out just enough so you could put your mouth around the shot glass without touching or getting your mouth on her snatch or whatever.
Yeah.
And then take it out and down the shot with it in your mouth without touching it. That was the game.
That's really a fun game.
Yeah, this was probably, I mean, I don't know. I didn't arrange it, but this is probably over $1,000 worth, easily, of entertainment, Dan, that you're hearing here. I mean, doesn't sound like money.
Sounds like it. Money well spent, absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, my friend who was getting married, after he licked each whipped cream dollop on each ass cheek, he also licked an asshole.
Oh.
I guess he figured just...
Was it one of the girls?
It was.
Okay.
And the little one had to do a tisk tisk. No, no, you can't do that.
No.
We didn't have a bodyguard or whatever guy standing. They just came by themselves. I guess they figured three was enough without needing a guy.
Yeah. Have you ever been in any of these experiences or a strip club and actually been turned on?
When I was 18.
Okay.
So my first time, and that was the only time, I was in... My birthday, I went in, and the guy almost called the police because at 18, I looked like I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't believe that my license was real. He put it under the ultraviolet light or whatever and all that shit. Anyway, I did the classic rookie move, Dan. I went into the VIP room.
Oh, of course, because you are a very important person.
Aside from that,
mm-hmm.
I heard that that's where the sex happens.
Oh, yeah. So you're going in there for some sex with $18?
It's like a, it's like an enhanced lap dance.
Enhanced.
Instead of just getting a lap dance, first of all, instead of being like on a chair booth, like you're waiting to get a haircut with like six other guys.
Yeah.
And they're all getting grinded by different
girls. Great for boners.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But the VIP room is just a little small room by yourself.
Right.
Doors are closed, there's a curtain, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she undoes your buckle.
Oh, that's fun.
And that's for the first song. And she grinds you.
Oh, okay.
Right? You want to pay for the second song?
Do you get to choose the song?
Dan, is that a dirt ring around your neck, or are you too fat to shave properly?
Hmm.
Thank you for the donation, Eric.
Hmm. Nice guy.
Very.
Continue.
So, that's the first song, is just the undoing the belt. Second... If you want to pay for... And this is not a regular lap dance price. This is like $50 a song. Second song... Oh, I'm sorry. Second song, she undoes your zipper.
Oh.
So now, in your head, at 18, you're thinking, all right, well, the next song, she's going to take my dick out.
Right.
It's just progressing, right? It's going to... So I went for song number three.
Uh-huh.
That didn't happen. She kept grinding more, and then asked for the next song and promised that... And I wasn't asking. I just assumed the chain of events that was happening. That's what would go on. But she grabbed my dick.
Did you get to pick the songs, though?
I didn't.
Because you could have picked, like, Inagata De Vida or something.
That would be genius if they would let you do that.
If she could spend 17 minutes for trying not to touch a dick.
She did touch it over my jeans.
She'd even mess up at one point, eventually. Like, accidentally.
No. Well, she grabbed it over my jeans.
Right.
But it never left the slit of my boxers. So, am I allowed to look at the chat yet?
I don't think you need to.
Okay, you can. So want to make sure.
OJ's Ray Bronco just says usually by the second song she has the dick out.
I obviously went to the...
But you were young. They probably saw you as fresh meat.
Oh, they see every guy as fresh meat.
That's true. Are you saying that they just don't like you for your personality? Because I had a friend who actually would go to the strip club and actually believe the stripper at the certain stripper liked him. And that they were having even though he was paying for lap dances every time he went in there.
So he would go there.
He honestly believed that she liked just him.
How often would he go?
Too often for it to be not sad.
And he'd specifically.
And this is like when we were 19, 20. We were young.
How much you think he spent?
Thousands, easily.
Jesus Christ. When did he finally wake up and go, oh, this isn't going to happen? How long did it take, you think?
Probably too long.
Months?
Probably when, he, walked into, the VIP room and started getting, pounded out by someone. His heart was broken. And she's like, well, you had $150, sweetheart. I don't know what to tell you. He had a box of chocolates and flowers.
No.
And then,
No.
I'm making all this up. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You thought this is a real story?
No, I got confused. I thought you were going back to your friend, and he brought chocolates and flowers.
No, I'm making up,
No, I'm with you. Okay, you're talking about. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, mental image of, him.
I got...
He sees her, and then, the flowers just droop, in a cartoon. That's probably when he realized that it wasn't going to really happen.
But there's always that... I remember being... Remember when it was cool to go to Hooters?
I do.
And I would go with my cousins, two cousins, and we'd hang out there. Every time we went, there was always the guy that came in, the second he walked through the door. Hey, Elise.
Oh,
hey.
God, yeah.
Hey, Sarah. Yeah. Hey, he did the finger put. And,
then she's got to, go back to the kitchen and be like, can you walk me to my car tonight? That guy's back.
Yeah, he knew all their names. He loudly would... He just thought they were in love with him.
Yeah.
And boy, did they make him believe it. It's just sad. And the guy was in his 50s. He hung his trench coat and his stupid top hat up on the coat rack. He'd make a big show of his entrance every time.
That's great.
I mean, we went there maybe once a month. If we went once a month, it was a lot.
Meanwhile, his wife's at home fucking his neighbor.
But, that guy must have went there probably every day after work. Because I'm saying that every time we went, and it was...
He'd be there.
Every fucking time. But, my 18th birthday stripper thing, I think I spent $175 before I realized she's not going to blow me or anything.
How much?
I think it was
$175. Yeah.
And this is back in...
Early 2000s, mid-2000s?
I got to do math.
Oh, no, don't hurt yourself, buddy.
93,
2003,
subtract, 2001.
Hey, there he goes. Look at that.
Yeah, 2001.
That's just something burning.
Do you?
Hmm?
Doesn't smell like burnt hair, does it? Because I got to call 911.
Casper Meyer says strip club regulars are the saddest men on the planet.
But didn't they close almost all the Hooters, speaking of Hooters?
I think they're all pretty much gone now. There's a couple left.
I really want to look at the chat.
I've never had... I'll let you know.
Okay.
Joe, pay attention to Dan. No, I've never had an experience...
I'm looking down. I'm just not reading anything, and I'm not...
I'm impressed. I've never gone to one of those and had an experience where I was like, this is great. I want to come back here. This is a wonderful time for me.
First of all,
I'm anxious as fuck in general.
And probably like me, every time you, cause it's been probably 3 years since I've been to a strip club.
Been longer than me. Yeah.
There's this friend that every time we hang out every is couple of stripper? Years, friend from high school, a male friend.
Oh,
he always wants to meet up and hang at a strip club. So yeah, it's been 3 years. But that's the only time I would ever go. And then every time we went, I felt
like... Who the fuck are you?
I was...
Joe, don't keep him late. I need the dick this week. Deep down my throat. Okay, thanks.
That's from Dan's girlfriend.
Oh, thank you, Dan's girlfriend.
Thank you. Oh, you didn't have to add a song.
I hope that was really her or I'm in trouble.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. Not good. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape. Makes me the opposite of happy.
Eva Leon says, food delivery apps deliver Hooters food. Do they include titty pics? Just the cleavage, because it's Hooters. It's classy.
Oh, I had...
It's just a shot of the...
Do you remember a couple months before I met my girlfriend? It was like the fall of... must've been the fall of 18.
What?
I was telling you, this girl I used to work with at Starbucks. Yes, I worked at Starbucks in 2007. Was on Snapchat, and I had it installed for some reason years ago and then never looked at it, but then I started getting these notifications. And she was sending me, I hadn't talked to her since we worked together.
So like you're talking about 10 years.
I drove her home once. I remember we were talking about Oasis because I was playing in my car, of course.
No way.
And I remember, I think I tried to go out on a date with her, but she didn't want to. So fast forward all these years later, she's sending me Snapchats of her in a strip club. So now I got this girl that I wanted to fuck.
Was she working in the strip club?
Yes.
So she was sending you videos of herself while
backstage,
working?
No, she was like waiting to go up or whatever. And another stripper was like bouncing her ass next to her. And it was like...
Now, were these just to you or was she just sending
these out in her story? They were like a mass, like for...
Like it wasn't personal. She wasn't saying, hey, Joe. Like, check out my ass or my friend's ass.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was like a mass, like, to everyone.
So it was like a recruiting.
It was an advertisement.
It was like an ad. Yeah, you basically were getting ads.
Because on the entire video, there was text that said, come down to, I probably shouldn't say the name of the strip club.
Whatever the strip club was, yeah.
Yeah, at whatever time between now and whatever
Oh, that's
time.
Her shift, yeah.
Right. And
come down for my shift.
And I remember telling you about
that's
this.
Brilliant.
And you had to
go.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I think you explained to me that...
oh, I had to explain to you what that was? You didn't know that was...
I knew...
you thought she just wanted to spend some time?
I knew exactly
she
what...
She wanted to hang
I
out?
I knew exactly what it was. I just found it interesting, let's say, interesting.
In between pole dances, did you want to go get something to eat?
That a girl I wanted to date and couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it. I mean, half of the reason you want to date someone is to see them naked.
Okay.
So now I'm getting... all these years later, video of her naked.
Uh-huh.
And I should have looked at that as a nice accomplishment, which I had nothing to do with. It was just...
You know what I find? Sometimes someone you knew 10 or 12 years ago just wants you to see them naked for no reason whatsoever, for no monetary gain of any kind, just
Look,
because...
I'm not saying I didn't know
it's a normal thing that happens.
I knew exactly what it was.
Uh-huh.
I knew it was to get me down there.
Right. So how many times did you go?
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Zero. But I remember bringing it up to you going, I think I had, oh, God. You know what? Let's change the subject.
Why? What'd you have?
I had an idea in my head back then of, I think I was going to, if I went.
Be your friend?
I was probably going to go down there.
Yeah.
Get in the lap dance room with her just so I could...
Have a private conversation?
And try and convince her to stop.
Stripping? You're going to give her the old Richard Gere from Pretty Woman.
I went to high
school. You don't have to do this anymore. I can take you away from all this. I make $13 an hour, and I can save you.
Like, dude, because I went to high school, her older sister was in my... That was a nice sentence. I just want to let everyone know I went to high school. I went to high school with her sister.
I went to the high school the other day.
I went to high school.
Scoping out.
I went to high school with her sister. So she, this girl I'm talking about is a couple years younger. So she was like younger. Maybe if I say it a third time.
Uh-huh.
You get it.
Was she younger?
Maybe.
Okay.
So, but I remember her from, like I said, working at Starbucks and she was this cute, innocent kid. Like we were both kids at the time. Late teens, early 20s, I say kid, but you know what I mean, right? So, yeah, I couldn't help but have that thought of, because I saw her on Instagram or Twitter, one of those, maybe Facebook, who knows, who cares? She had a kid with a guy. before this. And I was like, obviously she split up with a guy because...
Clearly.
Yeah. So I thought she was like just going on a downward spiral.
And you could just swoop in there because when a girl's at her lowest, that's when it's time for Joey to sneak on in. Hey, I've seen that you're totally down and out.
You know my history.
You probably have very low standards at the moment. I exist. Did I tell you I have a big dick? Did I tell you I have a big dick? I sent you a picture of my dick?
I've never said that.
Did you have a big dick? No, I have the book of your stand-up where you legitimately refer to yourself as Mr. 7 3/4 inches.
No, I don't.
You swear to God, find it.
I wrote a joke that says that?
Yeah. I didn't forget that. I don't have Xanax brain. I remember shit.
That was 2007.
Doesn't make it not bad.
I mean, it doesn't...
Still as cringy. 13 years later.
But my point is, I remember talking to you about this, and I wasn't... It's not like I was ready to go down there. It was always a weeknight.
Who the fuck are you?
I can't have that.
Joe. You haven't checked the chat in a while. Pay attention. Hashtag pizza party.
Oh, is that Dennis?
That's Dennis. I don't know.
I forgot.
What's his name?
Huh?
What's his name? Story
all about your baby.
My life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. No. In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
It fits really good.
Really, really fucking irritating.
Fits really well.
I hate this. I hate that a lot, but thank you.
That was really good, Dennis. Thank you. If that is your real name.
Yeah, that's Dennis.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh.
So, yeah, look, I wasn't delusional. I didn't think I was going to swoop in there and she'd be...
I just want to clarify, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Tin Man corrected me. It was fat 7 3/4 inches. Sorry. I forgot the girth.
What was the joke? Where was the joke in
that? I don't think there was a joke in that. I think it was just you trying to find a way...
To insert that
to mention that you had a penis. Please, continue.
Well, again, I never went. I came to my senses. But yeah, I'll admit, the thought crossed my mind. What?
Maul's swinging away.
Go ahead.
Joe, 7 inches is nothing to brag about.
Excuse me, it's 7 3/4 fat.
I'm sorry, I forgot. It's fat, 7 3/4 inches.
Well.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, I
didn't mean to interrupt you, Joe.
No, it's fine. I'm just trying to say, you know, I've learned over the years. It takes me a little bit. I have hesitations, or I used to, when I was single, I'm talking about, obviously.
Right.
Of doing stupid shit like that. And then I realized, no, this is living in a fantasy.
Yeah. I'm glad that
I just felt bad. That
thought
this...
for a little while, though, that...
What?
That she just was thinking back to her past and was like, who is that guy... I worked with a decade ago, slinging coffee to preppy assholes. What was his name? I just want to see him. Only at my place of work, only during my working hours.
Again, I never...
Like, if she hit you up and was just like, hey, baby, I'm working the 7 to midnight at the McDonald's. Like, it wasn't a coincidence.
Dan, I understand all of this.
I'm just saying for a while you did not.
I did. What are you talking about? You just said you couldn't remember this. You said you didn't remember telling me.
No, I remember having to tell you that this was not a woman who was looking for looking for love.
I knew that. I'm just saying that there was a split second where I considered, you know...
Rescuing her.
No, well...
Oh, I found it.
Fuck. Dan's got my old joke book from 2007, my stand-up material.
It's okay. Let me introduce you to my friend, Unzip.
No,
and
no,
you
no.
put Unzip so you can
in
see it.
In parentheses.
Unzip, because then I didn't want you to forget while you're doing your set. His nickname is Fat 7 3/4. Right there. You guys getting Fat 7 3/4? What are you doing? Sit down. Sit down.
Why would I write that?
I don't know. It was your handwriting.
Why would I? That was the end of the joke? That was the punchline?
I think you just wanted to get that point out.
Why did I do that? As if I couldn't be more disgusted with myself after talking about that stupid stripper that I wanted to save. You got to read that. God damn it.
Oh, that's right. There was a time you opened a prescription bottle with your dick.
Oh, yeah. So what?
Who doesn't do that?
Yeah. Exactly. my cousin Eric just texted me. Cousin Dan Show, how do I call in to talk Pearl Jam tickets?
I should have been here 3 weeks ago, and 2 weeks ago, and 4 weeks ago.
Let me give him the number.
Oh, you're gonna. This is not gonna end well for you.
Oh, I know. I'm used to it, though.
Oh, this is not good. Okay. Emerald, go save her, Joe. You still have a chance.
I don't even know if she's still.
Just go and be like, madam.
I haven't gotten a snap from her in like a year and a half. So I don't even know if she's probably not working there anymore. She probably.
Or she just has her sucker list.
She probably went to hooking.
She probably has her sucker list set.
Oh, sucker list.
She's like, all right, here's the dummies who bit.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised
Coletta
if she did.
Off the list.
She probably had a list of guys she knew were interested in her years ago and sent it to the. You know what? You're absolutely right. I bet you.
Joe, I'll save you no getting my Toyota Solara. Fucking shit. Where's his phone call?
He just asked me if I'm still taking calls. I told him, yep.
Still?
Yeah.
He must remember the old show.
So, anyway, that was... But, again, it goes back to the old joke I've said a million times. No guy has ever walked out of a strip club going, well, that was money well spent.
Never.
No guys.
And I've never been in there and, like, this is fun. Oh, I enjoy this.
To go back to, like I told you, my friend that would always meet me at a strip club when we would catch up, I would always feel like the mark. I never felt comfortable. I always, every girl that would come up and ask if I want to do a lap dance, not right now, maybe later.
I told you about the girl who was trying to slide her hands past my belt. Like, she was like, do you want a private dance? And I was like, no, I'm good. And she goes, like, come on, do you want? And she tried to stick her hand, like, into my pants, dick? But I'm too fat, so she couldn't get her fingers in. She was trying to, like, wedge her in there, but trying to be sexy.
She kept going
she
up and down.
She was trying to be sexy at the same time. Like, come on, baby, do you want to dance? Like, trying to get her hand in.
I gotta ask
in.
You, did you lean back or
put no, yourself no, so I just,
you could allow her to?
No, absolutely not. So, I was not.
Did you force you
I just mentioned
out to
that I just block? Mentioned that my friend over there is getting married soon, and she, like a moth to a flame,
of course,
just went. That's, I'm like, actually, my friend right there is getting married.
That's a perfect deflecting.
Gone.
Yeah. Because again, I never, except for that time I was 18, I never got turned on by strippers. After that, my 18th birthday when I went, I did get a lap dance years later, and it was. The cliche girl telling me what she was going to college for, that she was doing this for college.
Of course.
While she was grinding on my lap.
Right.
What?
I'm going to be a doctor.
Who finds that? It was so distracting. I couldn't even. And you know what? The amount of times when I've gotten lap dances in the past, I'll have my arms at my side on purpose. Like, I don't want to. Like. One or two of them said, like,
yeah,
you can
yeah.
grab me. And I'm like, so I don't know where. I mean, I guess waist is okay.
You know what you got to think of, too, though?
I don't want to.
Think of the people they must deal with, like, on an average night.
The guys that just.
Just, like this close as fucking them when they're trying to lap dance.
Or literally coming in their pants.
Oh.
You know that happens.
The guys who wear, like, the mesh shorts.
Yeah, or like running
with like no underwear, running, so it just rubs.
What is that called? Like the Adidas running pants.
The running pants.
Yeah, so
it's a little snappies on the side.
Yeah, so it's smooth and it's yeah. You know there are guys that go there
just for that,
and they come
and then
pants.
Go home with sticky underwear and pants. Not even underwear, but it's just sticky pants, and they sit in the car and they feel bad about themselves.
Yeah. Why does my cousin think I'm mad? I'm not mad. I want him to call in. Call in if you're listening, Eric. Okay. So, yeah. Strip clubs. Oh, we have a story about strip clubs.
Rose says Dennis likes lap dances, so there's a little peek into their home life.
See, now that would be hot if I got a lap dance from my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You hear that, Joe's girlfriend?
What are you trying to say, that I put that on the air on purpose?
I think you did. Oh, I got a phone call, Joe.
Oh, we do. All right.
Phone call. Someone who's not going to yell at you this time.
Good evening, Cousin Joe Show.
You know, I haven't called into this show in many years, and you're still playing Pearl Jam.
It has been many years. Hey, Eric, this is my actual cousin, Eric. Not a goofy radio name. He's actually my cousin.
Mine's not goofy.
Oh. What's up, Eric? I was telling people last...
Hey, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You talk, I talk. That's how radio goes. You go.
Oh, finally someone told him.
Yeah, well, he is a producer. It's serious, so...
Hey, Dan. Hey. I love it. Hey, by the way, I know Dan. Dan's the guy that does stand-up, right?
Yes. You've seen Dan at Characters.
Yeah, he got screwed at fucking Characters that night. I saw comedy. She took the whole thing. I don't saw a bigger screw job. Him or Brett the Hitman Hart in Canada.
There's
a Sloatsburg screw job.
Oh, this is the contest?
Yeah, I'm still pissed about that.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the contests where
I think I hosted. I don't think I was eligible.
No, you were hosting. You were in the mud doing stand up, and they gave it to some chick or some guy who was doing local Sloatsburg humor. Wacky local Sloatsburg humor.
Have you seen the one road?
Oh, do you love the guys that come from Jersey or whatever? So I was driving here and I saw a deer cross the road.
And the guy who dressed up, who wears a wrestling belt? That guy?
Oh. Ugh. Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
He was in that too? Who's that guy?
Oh, I'm trying to remember.
No, don't worry. No one can. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Me and Eric were also there for the guy that put out that video of him getting fake punched by the Japanese guy.
Yes. I remember that too.
He was dressed up as Elvis. Oh, that was the Halloween party we went to, Eric, when I was dressed as Jesse Pinkman and you were Walter White.
Yeah, you know what? Say what you will about, you know, different comedy events. You know, you have the comedy store in 1980, you know, all these different, you know, the improv with Richard Pryor and, you know, and all, you know, Billy Crystal and Rob Williams characters in the late to mid 2000s. Boy.
It's the hot spot.
Electric Factory.
So I was telling people last week that I may have a shot at the Apollo tickets through you at the Apollo. And how's that going?
Jesus Christ.
I was waiting for you to do a black joke. I don't know. I thought there was a pause. I thought you were going to do like Showtime at the Apollo. I was expecting some type of racist humor from you.
I don't know why you'd expect that at all from me.
I've never done any racist humor.
I don't know. There was like a 2-second pause, and I expected you to throw out some type of racist joke. Then you didn't.
You could just hear the wheels turning over the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I may be refraining.
No, you go.
Now, how do you think our chances look?
Well, I basically, they look, well, I mean, they're better chances than I have of when I asked you, hey, could you get a couple of tickets to go see Pearl Jam at MSG?
Oh,
and
you
all of a sudden, your girlfriend is like, I don't know what, the number one Pearl Jam fan of all time? No big deal. I only got you into Pearl Jam back when you were a little kid, giving you my 10 cassette.
That's,
but anyway,
that's,
moving forward.
That's accurate.
Joe, you screwed family? Wow. I mean, Ian's
Dan,
one
this
thing.
Dan, this guy, Dan, he calls you Cousin Dan. He'll stab you right in the back.
Wow.
This is going to... I'm going to have to explain all this at 9:01 to my girlfriend that this is...
she's not
bit.
Listening now?
She listens every
show. She's not listening?
Yeah, she is. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm,
your girlfriend's very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, she is. And
no, I know.
That's why I'm taking her to Pearl Jam. But I feel bad because, you know, we've talked and joked about on the show how Ian and I have this thing where we're both in 10 Club, and if one of us wins lottery tickets, we'll take the other. But it is true. My number one, since forever, Pearl Jam concert buddy is Eric on the phone.
Right.
Since 2003.
So Ian was third in this Pearl Jam.
2003?
Yeah.
Really? I think it was before that. I saw him in 96. in 95. I'm older. I saw them, you know, through the years. No big deal. But you're asking me if I have a chance? Yeah, I think we have a pretty good chance. I had to grovel to the senior vice president of sports programming to try to get tickets. So I did my best Luca Brazia, and we'll see.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
I really appreciate
it. And if we don't go, we can just go to characters and put $10 in the jukebox and listen to Corduroy and repeat.
There you go.
The live version, live on two legs. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I just wanted to call because I haven't seen your listener show in a while, and I was trying to call in, and I was on the chat, and I don't even think, I'm like, hey, what's the call-in number? And then these guys were just talking about licking lesbian, I don't know what was going on. So I was like, all right,
some lesbian lube talk.
Yeah, lesbian lube talk. And I'm like, hey, just want to talk some Pearl Jam. And anyway.
Everyone loves when I talk Pearl Jam on the show. Thank you, Eric.
No, yeah, and listen, I'll keep you up to date. And listen, have a good show.
Thanks, bro. Talk to you soon.
All right, later.
Thanks for calling, Eric. It was awesome.
God damn, he's fucking
so even your family, Joe, huh? Wow. So
look, they're coming
in the grand scheme of things.
They're coming back around in the fall.
Oh,
and
maybe then.
No, definitely then.
Right.
That's when I'll go with my cousin and.
And you can't even say his name.
Eric, you let me finish.
And Ian.
Your
friend.
Yes, and my friend. I said.
Wow.
What? Guido Torpedo. Eric should give him to his lady if he scores them.
That'd be amazing.
No, it wouldn't. No, don't do that.
Eric, if you call Ian and give him those tickets, it'll be probably the funniest thing. Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Fuck. Well, I do want to play Lesbians Love Pearl Jam. I didn't know that.
Apparently.
I do want to... I got to get to this. Hang on a second.
What's that?
Well, we do have a story that ties into what we've been talking about. Believe it or not, we have prep for the show. I know it doesn't seem like it, but if we actually look for material other than our own stories that we tell from our past, which I find more entertaining. I don't know about you, Dan.
Stories of our past?
Yeah. By the way, that whole bachelor party, this ties into me wanting to like kind of save that stripper coworker. The bachelor party that I was just talking about? That's the same time... Sorry, my fucking headphone cable's tapping the mic. It's driving me nuts. That was the same timeline, the same night, really, where... I don't know if I've told this recently. We get new listeners a lot. This is probably the first time... This is the second week in a row we've gotten over 100 live. Our numbers are going up. And I can't thank Royce and Mersh enough for that, by the way. So if you're new to the show, you probably haven't heard the story. I'll make it quick. After the bachelor party, it was at the Borgata in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me and a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I are just, we were down with everybody else. We were gambling all night.
Right.
We decided at like 2 in the morning, maybe 3, it's time to just go upstairs and enough already. So just the two of us go to our room.
Yeah.
And we're just hanging out, talking, and someone, like, tries the door handle.
Like, should I open your door?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I walk over, I look at the people, and it's these two girls. Probably, like, 22, around there. Cute. Shit-faced.
Did they have the wrong room?
I don't know, but I opened the door. And, yeah.
I just realized what story this is. Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And... they walk right in like it's their room. So the setup is you walk in the door and the bed's right there.
Right.
One of the two.
You've seen hotel rooms, yeah.
And, asshole. But then this is a big, luxurious hotel room because on the other...
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
On the other end, there's actually a big couch, which you'll normally find.
Right.
At least in the rooms I stay in normally.
Yeah.
And there's another room. Like, you know, a side room next to the bathroom. So these two girls come in. They're shit-faced. They both sit on the bed. My friend goes and sits on the couch on the opposite side of the room away from them.
Uh-huh.
I'm standing, and I'm talking to them, and it's like small talk. So where are you from?
Why are you in my room?
Well, that's what they're doing. Little things. They're doing small talk. Yeah. I'm going, are you guys okay? Are you lost? Are you, do you need help getting into your room? They were, and she,
does anyone know you're here?
The one girl was quiet and one was talking.
Did you drop hair in the hallway?
The one that was talkative was saying that they got locked out of their room. And it was obvious they wanted to party more. She asked, you know, for drinks.
Oh, they wanted to party?
So me being me...
You're a party?
My friend had it downstairs.
Oh.
I didn't have it with me.
Okay.
Anyway, me being me, my gut reaction, my instinct, what I did, Dan, I ran to the other room and I got two bottles of Gatorade to give them because they were already shit-faced and I didn't want to give them more to drink.
Right. So you gave them Gatorade.
One of them, I think, threw it on the floor.
Okay, so they were nice guests.
She was not looking for that. Mm-hmm. She was not looking to hydrate at that time.
Right.
The other one actually opened it, the talkative one, and was sipping on it.
Mm-hmm. And when she opened it, she listened to make sure it clicked, to make sure it was fresh.
It wasn't doctored.
Yeah, she makes sure. She's like, oh, airtight. Okay, good.
So now I'm still standing,
mm-hmm.
you know, a couple feet away from talking. And I think the talkative one kind of like looked down, like motion, like, why aren't you sitting next to me? Because while we were talking, she kept looking to the side of the bed. They were sitting at the foot of the bed at the end, sitting up. And I stayed standing.
Yeah, good thought.
Completely shit-faced, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wouldn't remember anything the next morning. So I joined my friend on the couch across the room, and we conversed.
Did you introduce her to your friend?
No, my friend did not make an appearance.
Unzip? Oh.
That friend did not make an appearance.
Oh, okay.
So I'm talking to them like 20, 30 feet across the room. And finally, just to make it short, the one that threw the bottle of Gatorade on the floor. Oh, before that happened, that one fell off the bed.
Okay, that sounds about right.
And then my instinct, I got up and I went to go help. And I was maybe like 3 feet away when I slowed down. I was like, maybe I should.
His fingerprints.
Maybe I.
Right.
I was like, maybe I should let her friend.
Right.
And before I could make the decision of whether to help her back up,
mm-hmm.
I think she said something like, get away from me.
Always good.
So I did.
Always a good thing. This is probably where you should have stood out in the hallway.
I was...
In front of any camera you can find.
I know.
And just stayed there.
I...
With your hands in the air.
I kept... and the talkative one kept going back to small talk. Like, so where are you from? And we didn't exchange information or anything like that. The one that fell off the bed and then got back on finally, like, said to a friend, let's go. In other words, I wasn't giving them more booze.
Right. So
I'm no fun.
You're not useful.
So, or I'm not going to fuck them. There were looks.
Of course. Who could resist?
I'm not saying I'm irresistible, Dan. Right. I'm just saying
they were
really drunk.
I mean, they're like, and they were looking you're here.
So they realized nothing was going to happen, drink-wise or otherwise. So... And one of them had one of those, it was like one of those, I don't want to say lightsabers, but it was like a glow stick that flashed colors.
Was it a whistle?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not a rape whistle.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
And, yeah, I don't know what the fuck. It was one of those things. It was like a plastic
pepper sword. Pepper spray.
It was a plastic, no.
Oh.
Much bigger than pepper spray.
Oh, okay.
It was like a lightsaber type thing that would flash colors.
Okay.
So, they leave, and, me and my friend just go, well, that was fucking weird. And all we could talk about was how lucky they were that they knocked on our door and not some creepy fuck.
What, some lucky gals?
No, but seriously, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because after we told the guys, you know, the other friends in the bachelor party when they came back up later.
Right. Am I with a known felon right now?
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm just checking.
Why do you get the...
Just go ahead. Continue. I'm trying to...
I'm just...
They're very lucky.
That we're nice guys. Oh. I was single at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, you could have done whatever you wanted then.
I'm just saying. saying.
Right.
My point is
that you didn't attack anybody, so therefore you should be given some sort of reward.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
My point is we acted like human fucking beings, and I'm saying that there are plenty of other guys whose doors they could have knocked on that would have absolutely given them more booze and
right.
fucked them when they were unconscious or whatever.
Right.
Whatever sick shit.
Right. Unfortunately, you didn't have any booze left, so your plans were ruined.
We had plenty of booze.
Oh. And you were greedy and keeping it to yourself.
I was not greedy. I gave them my Gatorade.
Uh-huh. So why is this Gatorade bubbling? Just drink it.
Normally it doesn't fizz.
It's new fizzy Gatorade. Why are you wearing a mask?
So me and my friend, after they left, were talking about this and going like...
What great guys you are?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, why you gotta...
It's just a weird way of wording it.
How do you think... Because I know you. I know you well enough to know you would have done the exact same thing.
Oh, I probably would not have opened the door.
Oh, right.
I would have just been like, oh, no, and closed it right. This is a bad thing. Bad thing. Bad thing.
You know what? You're right. You would have.
Bad thing.
You would have. Yeah.
La, 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 like hitting the door. La, 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 la.
This could play out with me in an interrogation room. No.
Yeah, no.
You're right.
So, first off, I don't like strangers to begin with.
Well, neither do I.
I don't care what gender or attractiveness level they are.
Right.
No talking to me.
But still.
Yeah.
We're talking, and we couldn't sleep. And, you know, maybe a half hour went by. And we're just talking about how crazy the whole experience was. Look, I gave you the really, really short version of the story.
Thank God.
I know, but I'm saying it was more...
Even worse?
No, I'm saying like the conversation and the how drunk they were and whatever was
more exciting.
When I say like they were stumped, they could not put one foot in front of the other without right. almost, it was like a curtsy. Every step was curtsy.
That's kind of a funny picture.
Yeah, that's what I do. I try to paint funny pictures
here. All right, so you ushered them out the door and said, go be somebody else's problem,
they
please.
Left on their own volition.
Yes.
And
great.
Oh, perfect. This is an interesting thing that happened exactly 7 years ago.
And the clothes they were wearing when they came in, they walked out
without
them being moved an inch.
I am uncomfortable with how much you're expressing little, like, facts.
I'm trying to convey that they were lucky.
Wow.
Why is that bad?
They're lucky.
I'm not trying to talk myself up. I'm just saying that I'm not a piece of shit. And you know there are guys that would have taken advantage.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that I wanted to. I'm not saying that I held myself back. And I'm just saying, I told you my instinct was to go Gatorade.
You'd read a couple of... Oh, good, Joe.
What?
Someone will set the record straight for us here.
What's that? Who's...
Just a nice little phone call we're getting.
Oh. Good.
Somebody who's going to help with the situation, I'm sure.
Good evening, Cousin Josho.
No, I didn't rape them, so I deserve a medal, Coletta.
There you go.
I'm not asking for a medal. I'm just
Dan, you ever notice that Joe's story sounds like the first 15 minutes of an episode of SVU?
I didn't touch him, I swear, Officer Ice-T.
I swear to God. Joe, do you know what Joe's like? Joe's like Jay Baruchel was in an episode of SVU. That's what it is. You know he did it because he's the star in the episode. But we got to fill it out more. Big jaw bitch and bald cop and Ice-T.
You know, Royce, I was just trying to get across that it's just a fact, okay? And I know me repeating it is going to make it worse.
A fact that you are a good guy because
I'm just simply pointing out in the fucking Borgata hotel room on a Friday night.
Joe, who would have stopped me, Coletta?
At three in the morning, you know there are doors they could have knocked on that they might not have enjoyed the result of. That's all I'm saying.
Joe.
What do you give me that look for?
Joe, I'm pretty sure they didn't enjoy this result either. So don't fucking puff yourself up.
I'm not trying to puff myself up. I'm just saying.
Did you have sex with them?
What?
Which one did you have sex with?
Royce, you're missing the whole, you know.
The whole time Joe's having sex.
I'll go along with it a bit. Yeah, Joe, you didn't have sex with him. Wink.
Oh, he said wink.
Why can't anyone understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to talk myself up. I'm just saying that there are creepy fucks that would have... What?
Because I've known you for 15 years, Joe.
Yeah, okay, you have. And you know me, so you know I wouldn't do something like that. So why are you insinuating that, like, I had to halt myself back and pat myself on the back?
Joking aside, Joe would never do anything like that that he couldn't get away with. I will give him that one.
Thank God his friend was in the room and knew his name and address.
I don't know why you two are making this story sound so, like, fucking sinister.
Because you're in it.
Well, that's not a...
You're going to be great at 9:01 when Joe calls his girlfriend, and he's like, see, hon, break those chicks. I'm a good boy. Tell me I'm a good boy. Let me tell you something. Fucking Joe's mentality is, I was the only not rapist at that hotel room.
That's not what I said.
Or they would have just been viciously raped.
I could have raped the fuck out of them, but I didn't.
That's not what I said either.
I'm just saying I should have a medal on my shirt.
You know, what of Ian, but at least he's honest about it.
This is true. This is probably true. Look.
Oh, shit.
I wasn't trying to say, like, look at the great thing I did. I was simply pointing out that they could have knocked on the wrong door. That's all. What's so wrong about that?
Nothing. No, listen. Hey, listen, man. He's about to say your honor afterwards. I don't know, man. Don't worry about it. I'm not judging you, man.
There's not a judge. I'm just saying.
Joe one time told me something. We're talking offline, and he told me, like, there's consent and then consent. And I'm not sure what that meant.
Okay, this conversation never took place.
I'm kidding. Can I compliment you real quick, Joe?
I don't feel a compliment coming at all.
Well, can you give me a shot? Can I compliment you, please?
All right, go ahead.
All right, well, then, you know, here's the...
Oh, cut out.
I knew it was
weird.
He was either going to be...
It's weird how it cut out right before the compliment.
You know, his connection's been spotty.
It always cuts out right when you think he's going to say something nice to you.
He's really got to get his internet checked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so after you rescued these fair maidens and sent them out... Someone actually in the chat said that I stole fair maidens. I'm sorry. I didn't see who said it. But after you rescued them, what happened then? It was not sure Spencer called them innocent.
No, my friend and I were talking and about how crazy it was, and we got worried. We were like, did they wander into someone else's room?
Right.
So we went out into the hall
looking. Were you just hoping they were still there? You're like, oh, I found some beers.
No.
Oh, okay.
But we just walked like, I don't know, half of our floor.
Did you have giant butterfly nets over your shoulders?
And we saw that blinking glow stick.
I'm gonna get this Wesco-y hooker.
That blinking glow stick the one girl was carrying on the floor.
Oh.
In the hallway.
That's did you put it in a bag? Because that's evidence. That is definitely evidence.
And I mean, neither of us obviously got it never like
too upset.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying we never exchanged information. Like, there was no, like, you know, we had you on Facebook. There was no, so, yeah, to this day, him and I kind of half joke about it. We wonder if they're still alive.
That's a good one.
It was eerie in a very dark Borgata hallway of that glow stick she was carrying all by itself, just leaning,
yeah.
Like, you know, in between two doors, so we didn't know which room it was outside of.
Right.
It was just there. Like, did she drop it and get pulled into another room, or...
Wow.
I'm just saying. What? What's the matter?
No, it's good. I'm glad you guys didn't do anything
I'm not
horrifying.
Saying I should be patted on the back for not doing something wrong. I'm pointing out...
I'm just saying I could have done something horrible.
No!
But in the grace and goodness of my heart,
I didn't.
It was 2 a.m. I was tired. Had this happened at 12:30, God knows.
Who the fuck are you?
Good evening, Joe. I love to hurt my friends. Coletta.
Yes, good evening to you. Thank you. Madman 92. Cocksucker, fuckhead. God damn you. You know, it's been a while since I heard from you, Madman. I was excited that I fucking hate this shit.
Low galactic cathedral. We must coordinate.
Coordinate.
No cathedral. No one subordinate.
Subordinate.
Every project we could get.
It's a good rhyme.
Project biologic. We work
it doesn't
like a...
fit. It They're fits. Shoehorning in Perfect. Lyrics, and it's horrendous.
If they sang it like with a deep guttural voice, you'd love it. Coordinate.
No. No. I know what you're doing there.
Coordinate. Meow.
Asshole.
Initiate.
Should we even play the stripper story at this point?
I think we covered it.
Okay.
Got all the angles.
I mean, not the story, but we, yeah.
The We're pretty idea much, of,
we covered a story without even reading the headline.
Yeah.
Without even pulling it up.
We didn't even get the, we didn't even need to do it.
I guess most of you guys, probably.
You know what we did? We put the cart before the horse. We put all the stripper stories before the article.
Right.
We just got so excited.
I still feel like I need to play the video, though.
I feel like the stripper thing came up naturally, though. It wasn't even because of the article.
No, it did. It did. But I want to play this video because this is just... This is a... I mean, there's being committed to your job, and then there's... oof. So this girl... It's from a couple days ago. I want to say this was a Super Bowl-related party.
Oh!
Ah, here's another view.
It sounds squishy.
She just keeps twerking her ass after breaking her face 15 feet. Hold on, let me just get it bigger, just in case you guys haven't seen this.
That is...
Immediately starts twerking her ass the second after she falls.
That is a fall.
And she just immediately gets right back to work. The dedication. I mean... It's quite the commitment right there. So, everyone's probably seen this story.
It's like when Mick Foley fell off the cage.
Do you want to see the...
Came back. What?
Huh? Who?
What?
Would you like to see the update from her?
Is there an update?
Yeah. I believe she's healing nicely.
My sight, my
what?
Biggest fear
it's about the coronavirus?
What is this?
I don't know.
We built a guide.
Joe, did you have autoplay on again?
No, no.
You had autoplay on again. Oh, Joe, someone's giving
extra
us money.
Cash again, Joe. I swear I didn't rape them, but I could have. Coletta.
That is not...
Staking all in the first phase. Spork, all of this coming in waves.
It's another
Spork,
verse.
Deposits coming in
I don't
waves.
Like this verse
Spork,
anymore.
Your boy Carlos is from New York.
Oh, I hate that part yeah. So
you're
fucking
from New
funny.
York. They're going to go have some fro-yo.
What does that mean?
The rhymes of 2.0-yo.
It doesn't make any sense.
I think I have fro-yo.
50 meters on the right.
Oh, I gotta watch this sorry shit again. Oh, all right, here we go.
So I didn't want to have to do this. Originally, I didn't plan on posting about this situation at all. But obviously, the video has gone viral, and I'm getting a lot of messages asking me if I'm okay and like all this.
Every
stuff,
strip club I've been in,
decided I'd update.
If you take your phone out for a second, a
on.
Bouncer runs up to you and goes, "Put that away." You
I
can't take photos or video in a strip club. So
you
I don't
were
know.
Right though. This might have been like a Super Bowl party. It was just too many people.
I think it yeah.
Because
yeah, you know what? There's like a balcony.
Broke some
teeth,
yeah.
And
she broke some teeth.
I got a sprained ankle, but aside from, and I got some stitches, but aside from that, like I'm good. I have no broken limbs. I walked away myself. I got up right after it happened. And I'm just really overwhelmed by all the messages and everything. And I'm so thankful, though, for all the positive.
Let me just stop you right there, honey. Those are guys that want to fuck you. They don't give a shit if your jaw's broke or not.
These are people in every other room of the Borgata.
Yes, exactly.
I was kidding.
Well, you're right.
Okay.
Messages I've been
if
getting
I had been
the
there, I would have helped you
it really
up.
It means a lot.
Because
so
I am a hero. Not touching you.
I would have leaped in with my palm on
yes, I would have caught your face.
Just let you guys know that.
Because I'm a hero.
I am having a hard time, but I am okay. And
sounds like you're
okay.
You look okay, too.
It's just a really humbling experience.
Uh-huh.
To just be alive.
Your nails are disgusting.
I'm really thankful for that. And
okay. Well, she didn't bring any of those.
That's what's most important to me at this very moment is that I have my life and that
4 foot long nails are never, they're never a good look.
I always wonder how you wipe your ass.
Worse, so. Thank you, guys.
Very good point.
Like, do you like have to like?
Do you think she
claw them?
Yeah. Do you think
like claw the paper?
She must have to, right?
And then you just go. But I mean, I'd be really afraid of breaking a nail through and going right up your pooper.
That's got to be a risk,
right? I mean, you got to have some butthole cuts every once in a while.
Do you think she just wraps toilet paper around one nail?
Oh, one nail, and just
and then swipes with
and just pulls up,
like interlocks it, like with her thumb, and then just.
Yeah.
It covers the entire nail?
It's possible.
I mean, it doesn't sound very...
Possibly she puts corks on the
Frank
end.
Better? Also, good evening, handsome Dan.
Hey.
Is Filthy Frank better? You mean Dirty Frank? That's a Pearl Jam song. I've never heard of... Give it up, give it up, give it up, the fuck is this? Give it up, give it up, give it up, ballsy balls. Feed my balls? Children, feed my children. No, yeah. Why are you doing the neck thing? This is not a neck thing song. This is horrendous. Feed my children balls? What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
I mean, thanks for the donation, but what the fuck was that?
I don't know. I mean, this morning, Joe, when I was listening to Daywave when you were too busy, they were playing wonderful heavy metal by this band called The Mission. And I think you would appreciate it.
The Mission?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Royce is playing it for us. You know what is, Joe? God's fun, and it was helping us learn that. And that he's cool.
So, wait, what?
And if and Joe might appreciate people sending in more God metal or rock.
Who the
for
fuck
Joe.
Are you?
No, I don't want
to. Billy, I told you if you want to rape and ask to call me.
What?
Oh.
Booty blasted auntie. This is not my Aunt Lorraine. Oh, almost said her name. Stop this motherfucking rape now. And listen. Stop that rape.
You gotta stop that rape. Stop that rape. He did. You gotta stop that rape. He did. Stop that rape. He didn't even start it. You gotta stop that rape. He was a hero. Stop
that rape. I mean, that's...
You don't understand.
Summary of the story.
He had a cape on. No more rape. No more rape. It was rape, and it had a line, like a circle and a line through it, like Superman. Because Joe was you know that picture that we have in the background, and it's you looking holy? That's what they saw when they were in that hotel room.
They saw a halo above my head?
They just saw, like, this guy is amazing. He gives me delicious fizzy Gatorade, and he's just nice.
Was not fizzy. I didn't put anything in the
I'm
Gatorade.
I'm going to go out in the hallway now and lose my and light stick.
So thank you, Joe Valentine. Yes, everyone hit that like button. That helps.
Yes, please.
And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button.
Yeah,
even
that.
If you never want to watch again, just hit subscribe. And
yeah, turn off the notifications. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never watch again. But
I don't have
hit
mom.
Subscribe. It makes us look better. Do that, please. Oh, we had the song wrong. Red Pill Ranch. It stopped that grape.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Cold. Well, there was...
Too many grapes.
It was lemon-lime Gatorade, so it's fine.
Mm. So...
I misheard the song.
What are we talking about here?
Something wholesome.
Oh, that's what we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were talking about wiping your ass with nails.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think we got through that, though.
Who the fuck are you?
Do you know...
Sorry, I forgot how much you love Jamaican rappers.
Madman 92. I never said I liked Jamaican rappers. I don't like rappers, period. I fucking hate this. This is gonna be in my head for 2 months, you cunt. Oh, I fucking hate this. Are you singing along?
It's a nice year.
Yeah, I know. I remember being in high school and jerk-offs would sing this.
The rhymes is up in the place.
This is... Oh, God. Oh.
What's wrong?
Oh. I feel like I had a shower after listening to that. I fucking hate that song.
Why?
So... Because it's... As terrible as it is, it's going to be in my head for 2 months now. And what was the other one? Bossa Boss.
The Bossa Boss.
Oh,
rocking
fuck.
To the beat.
That was one of the worst.
Bossa Boss.
I mean, look.
Bossa Boss.
I've admitted before. The Bossa Boss. I bought the Biggie Smalls Big Papa remix single CD at Nobody Beats the Wiz. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not a racist. Thank you. I bought that. I gave him money. So I'm clear. So I bought that single, and I enjoy Warning. I enjoy the Big Papa Warning's Club good. Remix.
Yeah.
I mean, Who Shot You is a little eh. But, I mean, that Busta Rhymes horse shit in the 90s was the worst. Because everyone, I remember being in high school, everyone latched onto it and would just break out singing it, thinking they
were... And they were happy and enjoying themselves?
It was like those guys...
hated that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate this. They had smiles.
It was like when the Chappelle Show was out. And
why
then,
were they not listening to Pearl Jam and gazing down at their sneakers?
Because they were fucking retarded.
Right.
Uh-huh.
That must have been it.
Yes.
Not that they just have a different idea, a different taste than you do.
You say different, I say wrong.
Right. I understand that. You don't agree with opinions. The idea of opinions is foreign to you.
Yeah. It's either you're doing it right or you're doing it wrong.
It's either the six bands I know
right.
or fuck your mother.
Five
bands. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't realize you kicked one out.
Yeah.
And Smash Mouth didn't make this
list? Stone Temple Pilots, now that they're touring with Nickelback and they got some guy from a fucking
Oh, so you've erased their
TV
whole old
show.
Catalog. It's gone.
No, just in the future. I'll never see them live again because they have a stand-in for Scott Weiland that was on a fucking TV show contest to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're touring with Nickelback. So it's five now.
Right. Well, they wanted to be with a real rock band. I understand that.
You just stopped me from taking a drink.
Well, someone has to.
What a quick motherfucker.
Who the fuck are you?
Hold on, man.
I must be doing something right. That's the first C-bomb out of you. LMAO.
Oh, did I? Yeah, I called you a cunt.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's
it made me rip. No, this is the other one.
This is the great one.
Another one that's going to be in my head.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Blam.
Boom, boom, boom. Do you know how many? It's going to be in my head
right.
for at least a week.
Right.
And it's gonna bring me nothing but agony.
You didn't
it's
like
not
that?
Gonna. I fucking hate it. I
just didn't want to deal with that in forma.
I don't understand people who enjoy this shit.
Yep.
No, Jim N-word. That's not what I'm saying.
Boom boom me.
Jim N-word. You say different. I say the N-word. Cousin Joe 2020. Boy. That's my presidential campaign slogan.
Yikes.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's
hilarious.
Oh, boy.
You say different. I say nigger. Cousin Whoa, Joe okay. 2020. No. Picture that.
I can't wait to see everyone on D-Live
picture
next
that.
Week.
Picture that on a banner.
It's
funny.
Yeah, I could picture that on a banner, Joe. It's just where the banner's at that I'm worried about. Really.
I'm sorry, but that was really fucking funny. I'm sorry, right, Jim.
Where's the cardboard that goes over your chat?
I had
to find it.
I'm sorry. It's a fucking hilarious slogan.
Hold on.
It's just, I'm sorry. What? What are you doing over there?
Put this over your chat, please.
What?
There you go.
Why are you
Hold that over your chat. Whoa. There you go. Thank you.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Put it over the chat. Pretend it's a microwave.
This is a good. Oh. Well, that's going to cover my whole screen. I mean, if you got maybe like a 7-inch record.
I have 7 3/4 fat.
Asshole.
You want to put that over it?
Oh, shit. Siege actually traded a friend, STP Core, for that album. He traded a friend for the album, or he traded something for the album? I'm not sure what he means.
I don't know.
Frozen Nation, thank you. I finally got my new screenshot.
Oh, no, now you're just looking only at the chat.
Well, no, I'm just catching up on what I missed, Dan. I haven't been looking in a while.
That was the idea.
Clumsy Martian Joe, that's a no-no, but it's damn funny. Well, thank you. I know, it is. Well, thanks, Jim Enward. It was his idea. But it's hilarious. Okay. Sorry, Dan.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
You read it all?
Yeah, I'm pretty caught up.
I'm good.
Oh, Aleph wants to know, what's the time on the stopwatch, Dan?
Oh, geez. We're at an hour and 22 minutes, but it was before that. Who the fuck
are you? This one's better.
What's that, Royce? Thank you for the donation, Royce. Royce from, of course, They Wave Revenge of the Sis. No, this is the stupid little white kid doing it. No. Have you heard this before? Not.
Who the fuck are you? Wondered,
did his parents
Are you a fan of Humpty?
No, please not the Humpty song. Humpty? Please not that.
That's a good song. That's a great fucking song.
What did he have over his nose?
There you go. Do the Humpty, huh?
Oh, this makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
I really just...
Do the Humpty, huh? It's fun. They're having a little fun.
Fun?
Yeah, they're enjoying themselves. Yeah, it's okay. You're really funny looking. That's all right, because I get things cooking. You get things cooking.
Who the fuck are you?
Pearl Jam killed the fun rock music.
What the fuck are you talking about? PJ824, thank you for the donation. But what are you talking about, killed the rock music?
Just the fun rock music, that's all. They made it all serious.
I'd say it's the opposite. They reinvigorated.
They made it the really rock fun. Scene.
No, that's the first album. I remember, what was the movie that, what was the band that Humpty Guy was in? I say band. What was the group of possible felons that he was in?
Something. Okay.
No, but they were in a movie. Was it Nothing But Trouble? Remember with Chevy Chase and Demi Moore.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd played the
He's like the judge and he had the dick nose.
Yeah. And then the Humpty guy came in because they got pulled over for speeding. That was in their limousine. Remember that? That's one of those like early 90s, late 80s movies that if it comes on, I can't turn it off.
They have to Digital Underground.
That's right. Did they sing that song in the movie?
I don't know, but I forgot all about that. Digital Underground. It came out in 1990.
They did sing a song in that movie, and no, it wasn't that. It was, God damn, it's actually cringy thinking about it. Remember Dan Aykroyd got on the keyboard during the song? Remember he played along with them?
There's subject matter for the song, so you can know what the song is about.
Oh, please tell me.
The Humpty Dance is a tribute.
Oh.
To Humpty's sexual prowess.
I'm sorry, the kids, what do you call that? Mm-hmm. Bedtime story? The Humpty Dumpty?
No, Humpty is the Humpty Hump.
So they're not talking about the egg that fell off a wall?
No. Shock G was Humpty Hump.
Okay.
His character. So this is ours.
Okay.
His sexual prowess despite his ridiculous appearance. So even though he looks silly, he bangs, even in a Burger King bathroom, as he explains in the song. He introduces the appearance theme with opening line.
That's a credit on Wikipedia?
I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. A protest against uniformity among successful rappers. See, like, he had a different thing going on. See how that works?
No, I really don't.
I don't know. I mean, I just think it was nice someone to put the subject matter in there so we understand. Could not find where it was used in that movie.
No, it wasn't. It was a different song in that movie.
It was a different song?
Yeah, and do you remember Dan Aykroyd getting on the keyboards and playing along to it?
He could be a little cringy at times.
He couldn't understand Snow.
Oh, is this an acoustic version?
Again, Madman 92, in case you couldn't understand Snow. What? What is Snow? Coke?
They stop wasting my butane.
I I don't have a deeper understanding of the song after that, but thank you anyway. Marie wants you to explain all rap songs, Dan.
Oh, all of them?
Well,
I mean, a case-by-case basis, I assume.
Is there an explanation on Big Papa? I love the remix.
Well, he loves it when you call him Big Papa.
I got that from the words of the song.
He wants you to put your hands in the air.
What about Warning?
If you use a true player.
Is there a
explanation of Warning? Let me look up the lyrics.
Okay. All right. Paper Gum All, Joe, please tell me you agree Eminem sucks. Just give me that. I've always hated Eminem.
Yeah.
Always.
Hate Eminem too? Wow.
I'm not going to say he's not talented.
So it's just the music in general you don't like then?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually just the genre.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying Eminem's not talented. He is. But I hate any sounds he makes with his mouth. So, yeah, no. I don't like any of that.
Hmm.
No.
Okay.
Are you looking into Warning for me?
I'm looking at the lyrics, yeah. Apparently he got a page at 5:46 in the morning.
That's part of the lyrics.
It's the crack of dawn, yeah.
And he had to wipe the crust out his eye.
Yeah, so he woke up and he's like, I'm getting this page early. He's like, oh, it's my friend.
Who the fuck is this page of me? Oh, why? It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the game spot. Heard the itch and plot. Our niggas want to stick me like flaw paper, paper. Slow down, Lord, please still drop the paper.
You okay? What happened?
That was my Biggie impression.
You doing an impression?
Did it work?
It was really good.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounded like there was something
Is my
wrong.
Face red because it feels red?
I'm just glad you're okay. I thought you were having a problem. I didn't know what it was.
Having a problem.
I just didn't know if I had to call somebody. I don't know how to turn off the transmission.
Who the fuck are you?
So did it just seem paramedics and me crying?
Hold on. What is that, Madman 92? Squad City DJs. What is that?
Oh, right.
No, you cocksucker.
Train,
No.
You're on the choo-choo train.
Oh, right, the train.
Woo-woo.
Another one that's never going to get out of my head. Oh, I hate this.
They're going to come on ride the train.
No.
Choo-choo train.
The choo-choo train.
See, that's a song about commuting. Sometimes you commute into the
Eminem
city.
Eminem is awesome, you uncultured swine.
Royce, Eminem is awesome, you uncultured swine. Look, I'm not uncultured. I just,
Only like one music kind.
Yes.
Of course I'm on torrent. I'm driving a Porsche over the floorboards, over the four points. Where you're in the four torrents, getting a Porsche and in the divorce at the same time to hear us affording.
This is, I'm doing a pretty good Eminem impression.
I'm planning to do all this while you're panicking. And you're looking and staring at mannequins. I'm going to Fannikins trying to get up a Planikins. Driving a Porsche over the floorboards, over the four points. While you're in the four torrents.
This is not what I pictured when I heard this.
Divorce at the same time to hear us affording.
He's got some fly sunglasses, though.
Oh, good.
Look what I'm planning.
Are they fly?
I'm planning to do all this while you're panicking.
Dan, this has 3.5 million views. What the fuck are we doing wrong on YouTube?
Not that, apparently. Joe explains songs to Joe. Dan explains songs to Joe is my new favorite bit. Anytime, Marie.
Well. Oh, shit, there's 10 minutes left. Frozen Asian. Remember when you had someone that did impret? Never mind. Andy Bobandy. Joe, you're a big dummy. Eminem is the greatest out of Detroit. You want Kid Rock? You know what? I will take some Only God Knows Why any fucking day over Eminem. Absolutely. I'll take some Road of Lonely Faith or Midnight Train to Memphis.
A little Ba with the Ba.
Nah, not so much that. Not so much that. Nah, that's a bit too rappy.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh.
What? What is playing?
Sounds like the water heater is playing.
I don't have a water heater.
Someone's playing a tune.
There's no water.
Possibly someone took a shower.
That was Chris D'Elia, by the way.
Is that who that was?
Yeah. Have you seen his stand-up?
I don't think so.
I've heard he's good. I've never seen him, so I don't know.
I feel like... Oh, there's a call coming, John.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm going to get it for you.
Oh, please do. Pick it up.
I got the phone call for you, Joe. Don't worry.
You don't have the receiver?
Yeah.
The guy has 3.5 million views because it's Chris D'Elia, a comedian. And secondly, you did used to have somebody that did impressions, and they were all Eddie Murphy. So whatever happened to that guy?
Please.
Dan,
what would it sound like if Eddie Murphy was Eddie Murphy?
Royce.
Yes.
Why is this so awkward? What's the big deal?
We're still Dan and I both, we just
don't include me friends in this
with him
shit.
Too. I'm friends with him too.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm just curious why you don't invite him on the show anymore.
It didn't work.
If you say it didn't work out, it's not you, it's me.
Joe is the only guy who's going to be doing Biggie Smalls impressions here. That's his rule.
Oh, I get it.
Joe,
you couldn't have. Well, that's right. Joe stroke, said. Yeah. Joe said, I'm the impression guy.
Royce, did you like my Biggie Smalls impression?
Yeah, it was really good, but Dave did it better.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
You had to go all in, didn't you? Just had to go all
in. What do you mean? I think he's good. I actually like Dave. I don't know why you don't.
I do. I know what you're doing. You're making it sound like I don't.
No, bad friend, Joe.
Dude, I like Dave and I are friends on Facebook and everything, and he would have done a good Biggie Smalls. It would have sounded like Eddie Murphy, but it would have been good.
I feel like you're being condescending.
I'm not being condescending. You're the one being condescending. I still talk to him.
I feel like you're trying to...
Who the fuck are you?
Hang on.
How about a Joe Coletta original for my last one of the night?
Thank you, Madman 92.
A Joe Coletta original?
Yeah. Let's see.
His hopes are stand up.
You feel me? Y'all niggas feel me? You feel me? Y'all niggas feel me? Stick it in my ass. Stick it in my ass. Stick it in my ass. Stick it in my ass.
Hound Magazine hails him for his original style. BET proclaims, this is the best thing since NWA.
Joe, I don't know if you know this, but you sound kind of gay in that.
That was nice for Putin to do the voiceover.
Well, I mean, that was the point. For those of you listening that are new to the show.
That was from Joe's biography.
That was not a biography. It was a short film I wrote, directed, and starred in for my college class on writing.
Produced.
It's on this very YouTube channel. If you look up Can I Help You? It's a short film from 2003.
Directed.
Royce was kind enough to watch it on his show, Daywave, and mock the fuck out of it. You could also just find really Royce's version of doing it. But, yeah. DJ Ray, Cousin Joe, how are you? Don't let Royce push you around. I feel like that's what Royce is doing.
Pushing you around? I'm wondering where your friend is at who did the impression. I remember right now he'd be like, black people, they talk like this. But the white people, they'd be talking like this.
That sounds like a black comic. Not an impressionist.
That's Chris Rock.
You're the one going to the Apollo, you racist.
I mean,
only at the expense of his friends.
You're right, of course. Are you kidding me? That should be the name of Joe's autobiography, At the Expense of My Friends.
I don't feel like that's a good title. I think it's a bit wordy. And
I get by without any of my friends.
Just saying goes, believe, I guess, we saw it on Daywave, classic. Yeah, I'm glad that you're introduced to the film with Royce's fucking commentary instead of just watching it. Which I'm not blaming you for. I'm saying I'm glad Royce provided the commentary as your first impression of the film.
I'm sorry. Have you never watched a movie with director's commentary?
You were not the director of that film, sir.
Well, no, trust me. There was no director of that film. I saw it, okay?
It was a general idea.
Yeah. All right. No, trust me. They gave you no direction. That film should have been 30 seconds and ended with you killing yourself.
I feel like that wouldn't be a good ending. Jesus. I don't think I'd be around to watch the premiere.
Wow. Then you would have needed more fucking wristbands.
All right, now you're just getting mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying that, Joe.
Royce, you said he's not being mean.
It's a good thing you have asked everything, because if not, you'd be dead.
Good night, Royce.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fuck.
So Royce came swinging tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, usually he's very nice.
Oh, I must have been asleep during those shows.
Mm.
Well, all right. Well, we got 5 minutes left here, Dan.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
What do I want
to
do?
Yeah, we got like a story we can get to. Oh, in
we
can
do
minutes.
A story. Want to do a story? Do you sure. Want... We did the nice lady who fell.
Yeah. There was.
What's the matter?
Sometimes I shouldn't read the chat.
Yeah, that's exactly what Royce explained to you.
I know.
When you sat down, you had a long seminar where he explained
seminar.
Things to you. Yeah.
It's a Skype meeting. See, in the chat, he writes, love you, Cousin Joe.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to be reading that.
He'll type it.
You're
but,
not supposed
but
to be reading
he'll never
it.
Say it.
And it's... What does that remind you of, Joe?
Oh. Okay, fine.
I'm proud of you.
That's... All right. call me Trap Brannigan. Just Breathe or Crazy Mary? Crazy Mary. Just Breathe is a great song, but can't go wrong with Crazy Mary.
What are those?
Pearl Jam songs.
Oh.
I mean, the second one is actually a cover.
Deep Cuts?
That Pearl Jam does, but...
Oh. So they don't come up with their own stuff? They just do other people's? Like when they covered All Star?
That never happened?
Mm-hmm.
Never
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, someone played it. They played it twice tonight.
Okay. So, the... look, Red Pill Ranch, I get there's dead air. Sometimes I'm at a loss for words at how vicious and mean a good friend of mine can be over the phone with me. So, it gives me pause. Therefore, there's dead air. I apologize. And there's dead air now because Dan's looking to bring up something. I really got to piss.
Oh, you son of a bitch. We got 3 minutes.
I know. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take a cup out or a bottle and pee into it. I promise. Thank you, Carson. Joe, we love you and your pained expressions. That's good to hear. Especially the pained expressions part. Yes, Crazy Mary was a cover. I can't think of the female singer that did it first. But, there was one, wasn't there one before the show, Dan, you and I were talking about?
Nope.
What, you didn't even know what Victoria Williams did the song. No, there was one of the things in our prep sheet. You guys would have no idea, but we actually have a sheet full of prep. We never go to it.
It's 3 pages of articles
yeah.
That mostly involve penises.
But some.
Well, this one does.
Thank you, Static Void. I noticed.
You can do the hotel one.
I'm trying not to put my head down, see. It's not as obvious.
Oh, because you're balding a little bit?
Yeah, I'm thinning. Yeah. I'm really thinning.
No, I started.
In the last, 3 to 5 years, my hair was twice as thick as this.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be you couldn't see any of my scalp. Right. Now, I'm trying to... I might look into some, I don't know, some treatment. Is that faggy? Honestly.
Why is it faggy? To get hair treatment?
Yeah, like...
What, is somebody sticking their dick in your mouth while you get it? Why is it gay?
Because it's more, you know, it's like so appearance-focused, like girly, like, you know, like, so...
You have so many hard rules, man.
What?
You do.
I think my girlfriend tells me the same thing.
Worrying about your appearance must mean you're gay.
There's sometimes my girlfriend will say what you just said and then also tag yeah. on you're so insecure about your sexuality. Because there's so many things I'll go, is that
gay? Oh, I wasn't
going to
say that on air.
Oh, you could say.
Okay, yeah, you're so insecure about your sexuality.
But that's not true.
Right.
But I'm putting it out there is
you know, the fact that you might not want to lose hair.
Not
be faggy.
No, not that. The fact that I would go to the extent of frozen Asian genetics and stress, mainly stress, because my father, they all have a full head of hair. And
no stress. I love when that Guatemalan fella calls in.
Oh.
Good night, gentlemen.
Batman 92, thank you so much for all the donations. Thank you for annoying me with... Oh, here's another one.
Oh, wow.
You know, this one isn't too bad compared to the other ones. Adam Price has Super Gang. See, no, not the fact that I want to save my hair. The fact that I would go through a process where I would
right.
be, like, transplanting hairs or whatever you do.
Right.
Yo.
That was a weird end of the song.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird way to end the song. So people in the chat get what I'm saying. Aleph, it is when you talk about it like that. Okay. Fair enough. But no, I absolutely believe that stress is related to hair loss. Haven't they done studies on that?
I'm sure they have.
It's not just like an old wives' tale or whatever, right? That's isn't that like
did you read anything with science in it?
I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. It's 9 o'clock already.
It is.
Well, we got to get out of here. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Thanks for hanging, you guys.
We will be back.
Sorry about the dead air. We'll tighten that up in post.
We will. No, we won't.
Mm.
We'll be back next Thursday.
We will.
Right here. It's 7
right
o'clock.
Right here. At really, least us.
Really, really appreciate all the donations, guys. Thank you, everyone, for that.
Thank even if, you.
Even if your media with the donation made me close to throw up on my keyboard, I appreciate it nonetheless.
Or you made fun of my neck.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Thank you, Cousin Joe!
Ow!
A little loud.
My ears.
She's loud.
All right.
This is nice.
This is calming after you just ruined everyone's hearing.
Uh-huh.
Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good night.
It's two of them. Cousin Joe Show on Twitter. At Joe Coletta on Twitter.
Yes.
At Cousin Dan on Twitter. I'll be at the Ramsey Theater Saturday.
Oh! Quick. I'm sorry, I forgot.
I know.
Plug it.
I just did.
Where's the Ramsey Theater?
Ramsey Theater's in Ramsey, New Jersey.
How do people find it? What website can they go to?
You could just go to Ramsey Theater, whatever their website is.
Okay, it's Ramsey. From the tri-state area,
it's,
I'm definitely going to
exactly
try and make it out.
Where our P.O. box is.
That no one sends anything to.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare they?
So if anyone
so
wants
I'm,
to drop something off in our P.O. box on the way to the show,
I'm absolutely going to try and make it. I don't think I'm doing anything. I have to work on Saturday, so make it out. Follow at one of the Twitters you mentioned, either me, the show, or Dan.
Yeah.
We'll tweet out the details.
Yeah.
All right?
One of those.
How's that? Because I know we got some of you guys in the area. Definitely try and make it out to the show. Dan is fucking hilarious on stage.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Absolutely.
Oh.
All right. See you guys next week.
It's my birthday.
Or possibly Saturday, some of you.
Ooh.
All right. Good night, guys.
Bye.
Big old daddy cock.
What?